Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day out there. I'd like to talk about Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 right fast. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths." You know, trust in the Lord, to me, that just basically means whether I completely understand what he's doing right now or not. If I know the Word and I know Him, and as a Christian, we should be studying that to know what God wants. You need to know what He says. And to get a good idea of what God's nature is, you can start to understand that by seeing what the Word says. And, you know, I believe the Bible talks about this, that the stories in the Bible a lot of times are there for a example for us. So I believe we can understand a little bit about God's nature and how He is. So I believe God is merciful. Bible talks about that. I believe God is love. It talks about that in the Bible, that he's love. But that verse, when I'm talking about it, verse 5, sometimes we just need to know what God tells us to do, and we need to do it whether we completely understand him or not. You know, it's right what God has told us to do. We don't always understand it. And number 6, that's what that verse means to me. It may mean something else, or it may mean something else to you. But verse 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You know, if we'll just take the time to say, "Hey, God, what is it that you want me to do?" If we would spend our time trying to please God instead of be man pleasers all the time, we would start to see results in our life. We'd start to see a godly life. We'd start to see a godly walk. And some of us may or may not want to do that, but I can tell you it's what I want in my life. And as I grow older, that light grows brighter and brighter. You know, to understand that we're getting closer to meeting God. We're getting closer to meeting Jesus. We're getting closer to eternity. And you say, "Well, are you doing it for eternity?" Yes, I'm doing it for eternity, but I'm also doing it for a lot of other reasons. One of the other reasons is because I love God. I want to do the right things. And I'm not always doing everything exactly right. But that's why we need to make sure that we're seeking God. You know, and that's, I hope you guys are getting this, that it's not about being perfect. It's about trying to follow Christ and trying to learn daily on what we can do different to be better witnesses for him, to live a better godly life. Because truly, I really believe that as we grow older, like I said, it becomes more wise to us all the time because we start seeing that life is fleeting. Moving on a little bit, guys. So in that chapter, there's another verse that I wanted to talk about. See if I can find it. I'm scrolling down here. I'm reading it right off the web. This is the King James Version. Let's see if I can find what I'm looking for here. Right here in verse 26. Now, again, remember, we're in Proverbs 3, verse 26. That's what I'm talking about right now. It's Proverbs 3 and 26. "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Right above that, it talks about in verse 25, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh." And then verse 26, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." You know, like I said, these verses may mean something different. They may mean something different to you as well. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times when I read this, I have to look at it through the view of my life. And I just think about these verses, and it means something special to me. Like I said, it may mean something different to you. It may mean something different when it was wrote in the Bible. But to me, there's a lot of great information, and God's Word can speak to your situation. It can remind you of situations and things that you've went through. And I just think about this, that if we do what God has said, and we make sure that we're doing the right thing, that we can depend upon the promises of God. We can depend on what God says. We can depend that he's going to be there when we call out to him in faith. You know, I believe we need to have faith in a promise. You say, "Well, faith in a promise." I'm talking about faith in his promises. We need to have faith in his promises. But we need to make sure that we're in Christ, that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing too. You know, sometimes we have to repent to have faith that God will take care of us in a situation. You know, I've had to do that before. When I didn't think that I was exactly right in the situation, I had to say, "God, forgive me, but protect me in this situation." You know, it was a repentance thing for me. You know, it's repentance sometimes when we start looking at the situation. We say, well, you know, God, I want to just apologize. I want to just say I'm sorry. It looks like I could have handled that better, but Lord, be with me. You know, you're clear in your conscience, and some people out there may say, well, God can't bless you if you don't repent first in a situation that you're guilty of. Well, regardless of whether you stand on that, why don't you just repent, because it's something you need to do. It's something you need to do in God. You know, it's not just a legalistic type of thing that we need to do. In other words, if it's right to do, why are you still concerned with whether you can get away with doing something that's wrong? Start thinking about, hey, it's right, so I need to do the right thing. Hope you get that. Sometimes people are trying to get just right to the edge of where they need to be. And a lot of times what we need to do is just get closer and closer to God, regardless of whether we could get away with the situation or not. Hope you've got something from this today. What I wanted to talk about is these verses and leaning to God on the situations that we have. I hope you got something from this, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.